How urban versus rural environments impact recovery. Recovery doesn't happen in a vacuum. Where you live affects how you recover. Urban environments bring certain challenges. Rural areas bring different ones. Neither is automatically better or worse, but understanding what you're working with helps you make choices that support sobriety instead of undermining it. Cities give you access. Treatment centers on every corner. 12-step meetings at all hours. Specialists who focus on specific addictions. Public transportation to get you there. If you need help, you can usually find it without driving an hour. That access matters, especially early in recovery when motivation is fragile and obstacles feel impossible. But cities also give you access to everything else. Your old dealer is 3 blocks away. The bar where you used to drink is on your commute. Everyone you used with still lives in the neighborhood. Anonymity is hard when you keep running into people from your past. The same density that provides resources also surrounds you with triggers constantly. Urban stress is relentless. Noise, crowds, traffic, pollution, stimulation that never stops. For someone whose nervous system is already fried from addiction and withdrawal, that constant input can be overwhelming. You can't find quiet, you can't find space. Everything moves fast and expects you to keep up. That pressure wears people down. Rural recovery looks different. Fewer treatment options. Meetings might be 30 miles away. Specialists don't exist out there. If you need intensive outpatient therapy 3 times a week, you're looking at serious travel. That lack of access creates barriers that can derail recovery before it starts. Miss a few appointments because of distance, and suddenly you're not in treatment anymore. But rural areas offer something cities can't: space, quiet, distance from the people and places connected to your addiction. It's easier to start fresh when you're not constantly bumping into your past. Nature provides a kind of restoration that concrete can't. There's room to think, room to heal without constant noise and interruption. The social dynamics differ too. In cities, you can disappear. Nobody notices if you're struggling. You can relapse quietly, and it takes weeks before anyone realizes. That anonymity feels like freedom until you need accountability. Then it becomes isolation. Urban loneliness is real even when you're surrounded by millions of people. Rural communities are smaller and tighter. Everyone knows everyone's business. That sounds terrible until you realize it means people notice when you're doing well and when you're struggling. There's built-in accountability whether you want it or not. But that closeness comes with judgment. Small towns don't always respond well to addiction. Stigma can be intense. Finding community support might be harder even though the community is physically closer. Employment affects recovery significantly, and job markets differ drastically. Cities offer more work options. If one job doesn't work out, there are others. You can change industries without changing zip codes. That flexibility helps when you're rebuilding your life. But urban jobs often mean long commutes, high stress, and environments where substance use is normalized. Happy hours, work drinks, cocaine at certain industries. The pressure to participate doesn't disappear just because you're sober. Rural employment is more limited. Jobs might require physical labor that's difficult if you're dealing with health issues from addiction. There might be one major employer in town. Lose that job and you're looking at moving or being unemployed. But rural work often comes with less pressure, more stability, and communities that value long-term employees. The stress level can be lower even if the options are fewer. Cost of living impacts recovery in practical ways. Cities are expensive. Rent eats most of your paycheck. That financial pressure creates stress, and stress threatens sobriety. You might need roommates, which complicates early recovery if those roommates drink or use. You're constantly worried about money, and that worry makes everything harder. Rural areas are cheaper generally. Housing costs less. Your money stretches further. That financial breathing room reduces one major source of stress, but lower costs often mean lower wages too. And if you need to travel for treatment, gas money adds up quickly. The savings on housing might get eaten by transportation costs. Healthcare access matters beyond just addiction treatment. Cities have hospitals, urgent care, specialists. If you have health problems from years of substance abuse, getting them addressed is easier. Rural areas often have limited healthcare. The nearest hospital might be an hour away. Seeing a specialist could mean a day trip. That lack of access affects your overall health, which affects your ability to maintain recovery. Mental health support follows similar patterns. Cities have therapists everywhere. You can find someone who specializes in exactly what you need. You can find group therapy, individual therapy, alternative approaches. Rural areas might have one therapist for the whole county. Wait lists are long. You take what you can get rather than what would work best. Untreated mental health issues sink recovery attempts frequently. If you can't access treatment, you're fighting with one hand tied. Social life in recovery requires rebuilding. Cities offer sober activities constantly. Recovery communities, coffee shops, gyms, volunteer opportunities. Ways to fill time that don't involve substances. Rural areas have less going on generally. Boredom becomes a real problem when there's nothing to do and everyone else is drinking at the one bar. In town, staying sober takes more effort. Family proximity affects things differently for different people. If your family is supportive and understands addiction, being near them helps. If your family enabled your addiction or doesn't believe in recovery, distance might be better. Cities let you create space even if family is nearby. Rural areas often mean living in the same small community as family. That's either helpful or harmful depending on the relationships. Weather and climate play a role people don't always consider. Seasonal affective disorder is real. Dark winters make depression worse. Depression makes sobriety harder. Some climates support outdoor activity year-round. Others keep you trapped indoors for months. Your ability to stay active and engaged affects your recovery more than you think. Cultural attitudes toward addiction vary by location. Some areas view addiction as a moral failing. Others treat it as a health issue. The dominant attitude in your community affects how people treat you in recovery. It affects whether you feel comfortable being open about your sobriety or whether you hide it. That cultural context shapes your recovery experience significantly. The ideal environment depends on who you are. If you thrive on activity and need constant access to resources, cities might work better. If you need quiet and space to heal, rural areas might fit. If you need distance from triggers, moving away from where you used makes sense regardless of whether that's urban or rural. If you need family support, staying close matters more than city versus country. Some people need to leave where they used entirely. Geographic change removes triggers automatically. Starting over somewhere new can feel like permission to become someone different, but running from problems doesn't solve them. If you don't address the underlying issues, you'll recreate the same patterns wherever you go. Location helps, but it's not a cure by itself. The question isn't which environment is better for recovery. The question is which challenges you're better equipped to handle. Urban triggers versus rural isolation. Access to treatment versus peace and quiet. Anonymity versus community accountability. There's no right answer that works for everyone. There's only what works for you, in your situation, with your particular needs and resources. Understanding the trade-offs helps you make choices that support long-term sobriety instead of accidentally sabotaging it.